Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Post Radio for episode 97 of Court of Swords, final episode of 2018. Zeke, do you think you're going to die?
No. I got too much shit to do, buddy. I can't wait for the conversation to happen after this fight and I pop back up and I'm all alive and shit and show you, like, maybe I don't do so well against you one-on-one, but in a big group, I can fuck shit up.
Yeah. I think that Maharib definitely took notice of it, but it's the type of thing where it's not going to be resolved in one fell swoop, I don't think.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Oh, no, keep the conflict alive. And let me tell you, dude, some of those, like, exchanges that we had, I could feel, like, my actual, like, that tense feeling that you get when you hear something that's so insulting. And, you know, it's tough to, like, it's tough sometimes for me to separate, like the game from myself and stuff. So I, like, actually get angry and I have to go, like, it's not real. It's JP. Fucking knock it off. Like, let it go.
It's not real.
It's not a real thing. Yeah.
Well, it's imaginary, you know, imaginary in your head tabletop game. So I had to, like, if you watch the VOD, I'm sure you'll be able to see, like, me going, like, and then going, okay, let it go. Calm down.
That's fun though. That's the best type of D&D in my opinion.
Fine.
Yeah. When you
agreed.
When you get emotional about it one way or the other. Yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Mr. Ramus, Mr. Dan, I just refer to you as Ramus now. I saw that you're 630 XP away from 11. Obviously, there was a bunch of stuff in the episode, but I'm curious, what do you get at 11 as a cleric? Do you know? You usually research this stuff.
Clerics are really boring after 10. You get nothing until 17. It's just really? Spell slots. That's it.
You don't get any new spell types? Is that 17? Like new levels of spells?
Well, you'll get new levels of spells, but you don't get new levels special of spells. Abilities and stuff.
Yeah, all my cool stuff is over. It's just
over.
Just spells. Spells are cool, but you know, that's all I get.
That's true.
But like, not even with like special class whatever from Xanathar's, anything like that.
Nope. It okay. Cleric stops getting their special stuff at 10. You don't get anything extra until 17, which is like this big gap there of nothing.
Huh.
Everyone else gets like stuff at 14 and 11 and 15, but
yeah, for me, I'm, I think, what did I say? 26, 40 away from 11. And at 11, I get 3 attacks around, which is like a ginormous boost for fighters.
It's a huge boost. That's when fighters start taking over.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would mean that you do too, Berg, when you get to, I think you get 3 attacks at 11, right?
I do.
Yeah. Or is it just fighters?
I'm pretty sure it is. Without looking, I'm pretty sure, but.
It makes sense. Barbarians only get 2.
Really?
Is it? Yeah, I wasn't sure if they both scaled that way or not.
Well, then, still, son of a bitch.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, let me. I'll just clarify.
Well, you said barbarians get it 2. I thought you said barbarians only get 2.
You get relentless at level 8. Only get, or level 11, sorry. Yeah. Which I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah. Fighter's the only class that gets more than 2 attacks.
Yeah, that's right.
So at 11, you get relentless rage, apparently.
Because as a fighter, that's really all you can do is attack.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nice thing is that D&D is a game around attacking, so you can do it 3 times. There's a lot of damage, which potentially means 6 rounds of, or 6 attacks per round if I action surge. If we get haste, or if I get hasted, then that's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, you're
going to
be absolutely nuts.
Yeah, it's out of control.
Yeah, it's actually, I guess technically if I got hasted and I action surged, would that be 12 attacks around? No, that can't be right.
It doesn't double your,
you just get an extra attack. So I would just get like 1 extra attack. So it'd be 8, right?
Mm-hmm. You get an additional attack, I think, with haste. You get an additional attack and like an additional action you can use to take the attack action. And as a fighter, when you take the attack action, you get additional attacks, but in this case, with haste, you only get 1 additional weapon attack.
Right.
So it would be 4 if you're hasted, plus another 2 from your action surge. So you do 6 in a turn.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. And then
once
I'm 11, it'll be 8. I think. Yeah. Anyways, what was that, Zeke?
For a question of Ramus, would you ever consider like taking a like a one level in something else?
For cleric, it's not worth it. It's just it's not. Nothing that really meshes with it. And I want to get my level 20 ability, which is when I do divine intervention, it automatically succeeds once a week. Oh. I don't have to roll.
Yeah. Like, so like really level 20 clerics can talk to God like once a week.
Once a week, you can just will God do one thing for you.
I like it. But at that point, you're basically gods. You could just be like, hey, we need a castle. All right, give me a week. Yeah, let's just do some stuff for a week in game. Then I'll just will it
into existence. Speaking of which, speaking of castles, old Evil Matt Colville's new book came out this week.
Strongholds,
In PDF form, and it's got all these rules for like building a castle and attracting followers and like having a like a base that you can operate from, a keep, a tower, a temple, etc. Which I think is quite cool. I'm gonna finish digesting it, but I could see there being some stuff in here. And normally it's interesting because normally this stuff you don't really do until later in levels. So you're like, okay, well, we'll start, you know, our campaign. And if we get that far, but you guys are all level 10 already. So,
yeah, I think if I go down this path, path. That's the word. Yeah.
Yep.
If I go down this path, that was a giant, that Yota wants me to, we could have a keep for the, for the royalty that he wants Maharib to be. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah. And you can like raise units, man. Get an army and shit.
Yeah. Be kind of fun.
I mean, if I got money to back it up, like we could make this shit. We could buy this election, dude.
We could. I'm curious what you guys thought of the, like, I don't know if I'd say big reveal, but the reveal that basically Maharib's been sent on a mission to get allies to fight heaven. Like, that's kind of the end game for Maharib, is to wage war against heaven. Specifically, Berg is who I'm asking that question to, because obviously you're indebted, in a sense, to heaven right now.
Yeah. Ain't nobody own Berg no more, ever, okay?
Yeah.
Ever.
Sure. You're into it?
I don't know.
Guess we'll have to see.
We shall see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like Ramus is probably on board with everything that Heaven's done to him.
Yeah, he definitely will fight Heaven with you.
Yeah,
if he has to.
I think that would be like a sick thing.
That would be cool. Yeah, it would be cool. And Berg, I don't know. It would have to make sense. Like, if something were to transpire enough where you know. Like, Heaven clearly was, like, just fucking over Ramus, and there was some sort of corruption and just bullshit, and in Berg's mind, and with his simple logic, he was able to be like, hey, wait a minute, you know?
Yeah, wait a second, that's not right.
Was that your Tommy Wiseau impression?
No.
I like
that's
this.
Really funny. No, it's not Tommy Wiseau.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm excited if that's the end game for Court of Swords, is that we finally just like do battle with the forces of heaven.
What's funny is that if we assume a linear progression, which we can't really, cause XP doesn't necessarily work that way.
Yeah.
We are halfway through Court of Swords.
Yep.
Right. Like 200 episodes worth of show. If we go, because level 20 is the end of the game, right? And that's when, like, we're knocking over heaven and, you know, kicking down God's door and throwing the fountain out into the street. So there's a ways to go between here and there.
Totally, yeah. But we could set us down that path for sure. Also, I would love if the final boss of Course Swords is just God.
like the fountain personified.
Yeah, some Final Fantasy VI shit where like scaling up the body of Kefka.
Though, the way I would want to do it would be like you kill the final boss and I'm like, you did it, it's over, like whatever, but then be like, cool, and when you go home and you're like resting, the door opens And the real final boss comes in and, like, you know, do the fucking Persona ending thing.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you killed him? Well, the real, real final boss.
Yeah. He's some Mara dickhead, probably. Literally.
there's so much room for, like, big, ridiculous, grandiose stuff from 10 to 20, right? Like, it just gets more and more ridiculous after that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I'm super excited.
For sure.
Yeah.
Ramus and... And Yolta, you guys had a conversation today, got into a little bit. How'd you guys feel about that whole thing?
I loved it, man. I was waiting to see if Dan had anything to say right away. But like always, I crave those moments. I mean, I love the heat of battle, but a heated conversation. Like, I felt like Ramus was remembering the Titans me. Like, he was, like, giving me that, like, like Mickey in my corner. Like, you got lots more stuff to do, Rocky. Get out there. And shit like that. And I was like, what is this motivational shit coming from, like, Lord of Fire and Death over here?
Well, I love that. I love that no matter, like, even in that moment, I was going to say something then, but I wanted to give you guys space for the moment. But even in that moment, Ramus was still being kind of like a cynical jerk because he was just like, listen, I only know about these things because my suffering is so much greater than your pathetic suffering. What have you ever suffered? Oh, Mahari beat me up. Motherfucker, I died. And I didn't want to come back, but here I am, and I don't even have a soul. Yeah. So, like, fuck you. And I just thought that was I thought it was so good. I was like, only Ramus can make a motivational speech be about how bad he had it. It's so good.
Yeah, it was great. And Adam and I actually had a little back and forth before we started tonight, a couple days ago, or yesterday and the day before, about, like, I want you, anybody who's watching this, to know, I recognize that I was being a little fucking crybaby bitch. Like, I didn't know that. Like, that does not escape me. I was like, I was butthurt. I was like hating it, and I told Adam, I was like, that's like, I was ready to let it go, and then something happened, like it has before in the past with, like, Kalimat and stuff like that, where you're faced with something that has to change you as a, or has to change the character and the way you play them.
Right.
Where it's either, you know, have a change of heart or, you know, just play a character you hate. And so, like, I'll choose, like, have a change of heart every time. And I had a decent idea that I held on to, and the idea that Mahareeb is like pretty much what he is, like an unstoppable, like, killing force that, like, apparently doesn't bleed, or, you know, like, and just can hack things down so simply that it just fell into place. I was like, this is the chosen guy. This is the one who's going to lead the Court of Swords out of darkness.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a fun, like you mentioned it, and obviously in the moment, Mahari was just like absolutely fucking against it. Like, he has nothing, he cares not for the politics of the world in that regard whatsoever. But once you go ahead.
It reminded me of Lord of the Rings, where he doesn't want to be king at first.
Right.
Totally. Right. Yeah. Well, and that's why I was saying, like, it's such a classic, like an archetypal thing, the, like, stoic warrior who's like, no, I cannot become your king, and then, like, 10 books later he's like, I am your king.
I am, yeah.
God damn it, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
He's got
when someone denies that they'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, once Yoda's, like, in character started saying, you know, you'll have, like, an army at your command, so to speak, I think that resonated within Mahareeb. Like, that's what he's doing with just the three of you guys, like with Berg, Yota, and Ramus right now. He's starting to, like, build up a group and build up an army. He's gonna need it to fucking get what's his name over, the God of Fire over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also Yota's like, he's going on assumptions. He's assuming that his family is still alive and in power and shit like that. So not necessarily lying, but definitely, like, assuming that this shit is where it's supposed to be, where I left it. Yeah. Then we can do this stuff. You know, we'll see.
Yeah, that might be. That also might be a fun path to go down. With the
Adam won't let. he won't let that happen. He won't let, there's no happy ending for me.
Well, no, I'm saying with the added effect of strongholds coming out, that might be a fun thing to incorporate into the,
oh, sure.
Into the game. Cause, yeah, that book's out and available, from Mr.
Colville. I have some thoughts about that. I'm going to talk about them more when I do my prep, but, yeah, I definitely like the idea of, and I was thinking about this today. Just kind of idly thinking about the campaign. I love the idea of letting you guys as like someone in chat noticed, they were like, oh, like, Why is the priest in the temple not getting mad about them killing these guys? And I was thinking, like, what the fuck's he gonna do? Like, your 4th, 10th level PCs, you will rip them apart. Yeah. If they're like, actually, gentlemen, you're under arrest, you'd be like, you're dead, and everyone in your temple is dead too. So they were just like, you know what? It's fine. The gods put you here to kill those guys, I guess. I don't know. I'm not gonna worry about it. Please get in the moon portal and get the fuck out of my temple.
Yeah.
And so I like the idea of giving you the room to have some authority to like change the world. And it's cool to do that from like a badass base of operations. So I could see you guys building or retrieving, like recovering and repairing one, something like that. This place is rife with ruins. So there's lots of options. It'd be
super sick to just say, fuck the courts. Like, this is the kingdom of X.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. You're like,
you could just take up refuge here. We don't give a shit about any of these politics.
Dude, make a fucking new Arcana, like a new suit in the Arcana.
Mm-hmm. Or that, yeah. We could. Actually, no, that would be everything that Mahari goes against, in the sense he wants to destroy that shit. So
yeah, I mean, if you knock over the heaven, there's got to be something to replace it, and the world's going to fall into total fucking chaos. And you think the Mara problem's bad now, wait until heaven's not around to keep them busy. It's a whole thing. I mean, JP, you said like months ago, you're like, hey, if the world ends, can we just do like a Final Fantasy thing and just be like, cool, well, now everything's like the post-apocalypse version.
Yeah.
Yes. If you succeed in going to war with and defeating heaven, it will destroy the world as you know it, and you'll have to build something new out of the ashes, which is super cool.
Yeah, so. I'm into that stuff. It'd be a fun adventure to look back at the first episode of us forgetting how Dodge works, and then 200 episodes where your gods now, bitches.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Remember we became tyrannical overlords? Yeah, that was great. Yeah,
whenever I think back of like how just like raw we were back with those characters. One, I think about like how shitty I was just standing out in the middle of like fire, so like not getting in cover. And then I snap also to like Velimir. I remember it too. Remember I was like trying to pep talk them, be like, let your life stand for something, blah, blah, blah. And this motherfucker just gets killed and everything's horrible. It's just like,
there was so bad. There was a really, I had a conversation with someone who was rewatching the episodes. Like, it was around TwitchCon. And they had not seen it before, but they're trying to sell the show to certain people, etc. And they basically came up to me, they're like, why were you guys so bad in those first 15 episodes? Or you just died for the stupidest reasons. Like, I don't even play D&D, and I'm just screaming at the monitor to fucking dodge. And no one did it until like 20 episodes. Like, yeah, we were pretty green back then. It was kind of rough.
Listen, I had excuses. That was my first time actually playing D&D for realsies. Y'all motherfuckers and who were experienced.
Well, it was Dan as well. He just didn't finish reading the book till around level 20. So, you know.
Yeah.
Trial by fire. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
It's a valid form of learning.
Yeah. One last thing before we go. Berg, what'd you think of whoever the fuck that dwarf was?
Yeah, Dust of Dreams.
That was cool. Yeah, that was a neat little interaction.
Adam, no facial reactions, but who did you think that person was in a past life, Berg?
Me?
Yeah, like who do you think that person was?
I don't remember who it was. I was looking at chat because I couldn't help, because I'm like, who the fuck was it? Because I don't remember all that shit back then. People were saying Maud was the most recent one. It's not her, right? What about Twee?
It could have been Twee. I feel Twee. Like, and this
she was
is,
one that we just kind of abandoned, right?
Well, there was two things. One, I think that dwarf was potentially Azure Vortex. Or the soul.
That was another name that was thrown around too, but wasn't so Azure Vortex supposed to be
Azure Vortex? Azure Vortex died, and then was reincarnated as Maud.
Maud.
Right.
who we don't know. We don't know what happened. We don't know what happened to her.
She was in the city when it was destroyed.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, and that was only maybe like a that was only maybe a year. Yeah, that's maybe a year ago for the characters.
That's why I asked how old this person was. So then I ruled out Azure Vortex.
Yeah.
If Maud had died, then yeah, then her reincarnation would be a little baby. The other thing people were saying was that they think it might be Twi, but the problem I think with that is that Twi never met Berg. She has no connection to Berg.
Right, and I think Twi, I think those people that were fucking with the merchant, I think their leader, because they mentioned her, or they mentioned a female leader. I think the female leader potentially could be Twi. And that, because that was 15 years ago. So
the bit that you're referring to is, yeah, they said, if we don't get the money from this guy, she's going to be pissed.
Yes. That was the direct line. And Mahriyev had no reason to be like, well, who is she? He's just like, whatever. Yeah, I don't fucking care who your leader is. Yeah.
And Twi, we don't know what happened to her because we didn't have viewpoint on her because she was around, her and her brother Somnang. They were around and then the players all died and we just went away from the Court of Swords. Right. So we don't know what the deal is with her, but she was a little fucking shit disturber. So
yeah. When the last time we saw her in that kobold cave?
I think maybe that's the last time that we had eyes on her and her brother.
I remember we got to the kobold cave and then the three of us were just like, nah, nope. We're going to die again. We need to get out of here. We just left. We fucking just left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After, luck.
After traveling there for an entire episode, we're like, nah, we're good. You guys.
Well, that's because you're like, didn't you had a friend with you? What was his name? Sorrowful Plum. Didn't he die too? Like in that?
Yeah, he died on the trip help out you? There. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. 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 He came with you from town and was like, "I'll help."
I remember, if I remember correctly, the fight that was inside that cave was not that difficult. Like I think you either showed it after the fact, and it was like it was approachable by the three of us. It wasn't something that was like unsurmountable, but we just,
listen, this was back when stuff was still shit scary.
We just had died so many times and we were so nervous. We were just like, no, we're
leaving. Like it's still, like 10 foot still unforgiving if we trap, fuck up. Nearly
died. Yes. That's what it was. We hit that trap. Yeah.
It was just, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's different. What was that, Dan?
I remember we got so much shit for that too. You're like, this group mm-hmm. never going to get anything fucking done ever. God damn
it's
it.
Tough when you're level Chat. 2 and 3. Like, you're really? So weak. Yeah,
we were like, this is stupid. We're not going to succeed. We're just going to leave. We have the ability to leave. We're going to leave.
We left. I don't, was that Berg? And who were we playing at that time?
Oh, that was pre-Berg for sure.
That wasn't Berg. Yeah. No, that wasn't Berg.
That first arc ended with the three the magistrates, right? Like, because that was.
Was that who we were playing there? Was that Velimir and Zephira?
You were the next. Ex-barbarian, I was Baron.
Baron. And,
Max was
Velimir.
Velimir.
Yeah, I was Zephira. Yep, I do remember that.
We're all
that
was good. The first
set of characters. Yeah,
that's right. Because I remember we came back from there. We went into that town that had the undead, and we just fucking died. And that Baron was the first one to die in that house. And then me and Velimir were just like, "Well, we're gonna go in because we're not gonna leave him behind," and we died. And then
the shadow infestation that took over the town.
That's tough.
Yep.
Anyway,
it all started, I think, because you're investigating a town that hadn't paid their taxes yet. And it turned out they hadn't paid their taxes because of all the fucking murder.
That's probably
true. Yeah.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
Ramus hearing those prophecies was like, this is all through the lens of heaven and what heaven mm-hmm. wants to see. And I'm not supposed to be alive. Heaven can be wrong, you know?
Yeah.
So I think they're like trying to throw me off the path. That was like they're scared that I'm getting close to something that they don't want me to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that too. That like, and this is such an indicator of Berg and Ramus's relationship where Berg comes to Ramus like, Ramus, I learned something. Someone told me they were having these dreams about us. I think it might be important. And Ramus is like, it's all about me. Shut up, Berg. This is about how heaven's trying to mislead me. Don't listen to her. She's just trying to like, and Ramus has this weird, like clingy boyfriend thing that he does sometimes that I think is so good. Where he's just like, shut up, Berg. Just listen to me. You don't listen to him. He's an idiot.
You don't need her. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. It's so good. It's good. Ramus is such a mess. It's so, so good. I love it.
Yeah, that was a fun conversation for Mahari because he was like, I don't, this means absolutely nothing to me. It does not bother me whatsoever. As long as you guys still want to move straight forward, you have no issues with it, then we're good. And you're both just like, yeah, let's move forward. It's fun. It's fine.
If I ever become human again, I'm going to have the biggest fucking feast ever. Just nonstop food. I'll probably get fat. I'll be fat.
Just gorging yourself.
Just be fat Remus.
You've been Barbossa for so long now at this point. Every time I think about that every time we have a meal, just like he's just, I guess.
mouthful of ashes.
Yeah. There's no substance. All right. I think one thing that we will do before episode 100, I got to figure out when exactly, but we'll probably have one of those like recap or like look back on the past 100 episodes and just talk about different things that have happened. I feel like there's probably a bunch of stuff where Zeke is like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? And a lot of that will probably be in that episode of just like different scenes.
It'd be cool if the
weird thing is like I come home or I get off of work and I'm like, what the fuck could I watch? And I never even think like let's watch the fucking previous 50 fucking episodes.
Dude, some of those episodes are some of the decisions we made. You're just gonna be like, what the fuck were they thinking? Like what?
Yeah,
yo, what why? What's wrong with these guys?
I think I look forward mostly if I go back, if and when I go back, is JP just getting livid and salty as fuck.
I never got upset until I died 3 times in a row.
That's the one time I was telling Zeke about this before. I was like, oh, you don't worry about things being tense or whatever. You weren't there for that one episode where JP died in the first fight he was in.
Yeah.
And it was a total mess.
Yeah. That was definitive. Like here, the shout outs were like this, Zeke. I was like, well, let's just do some shout outs. I don't fucking care anymore. Adam, go. And then Adam did shout outs and I was like, Max, go. Dan.
Wow.
All right, that's it. We'll see you guys next time. And then I just ended the show. There was no post show, and I was fucking done. Yep. I just left. It was bad. It was rough.
You know, that makes me feel better because that's kind of what I want to do. But I wasn't running the show last episode. Yeah. But if I was, I would have been like, no post show. End call. I would have ended the fucking call.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of the post shows, and we didn't. The post shows didn't start till like we didn't do them right off the bat, right? I don't remember with this.
I don't think so. I don't think there's a post show for like going all the way back. I think we started doing them a little later on.
Yeah. There came a point. Go ahead, Dan.
You made us do them. You missed them like before the start of the next show. So we had always forgotten what happened before. So you made us switch to doing it after the show.
We used to do it before.
Yeah.
That's right. I do remember that now. Yeah. Yeah, some of those post shows were just like, what the fuck, Adam? Like, Jesus, this is like the fifth character wipe.
And I just, well, what's so good is that I felt fine with all of that because every time we had one of those situations, I had like a screenshot from the conversation that we had when we first started talking about Court of Swords that I could just send you and be like, you asked for this. You told me to make it this way.
Yeah.
That was always and like it, every time, and I was just like, it's fine. It's fine. You'll be fine. Don't worry about it. Just roll up a new character. That moment for sure, like for me, I always think about that where it's like, oh yeah, it was tense as fuck.
Yeah.
It's good though.
I think one thing we need to do if we do that recap episode and then we'll stop talking in this video, we need to pull up character sheets from some of those first characters just to look at them, just to see what they look like and see what stupid fucking decisions we made on that stuff or
totally.
Yeah. Or the influx of that or the alternative of that is just see like how much we tried to power game the fuck out of that shit. Because there were some characters that were just so strong and it didn't matter. We just got completely demolished. It didn't matter at all. Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. We're out of here. We're done for 2018. We'll see you guys in the new year. Have a good time. Happy holidays and all that stuff. And we'll see you on January the 8th for more Court of Swords. We're out. Bye-bye.